you know, another word that I've learned to stop using because of motivational interviewing is denial, because I've learned that resistance is a dynamic between two people. It's not the person being unmotivated. It's actually something that's happening between clinician and client. And so to the extent that you can decrease resistance, which is really what motivational interviewing helps you do, then the person can move forward. The scary thing is that as clinicians, we actually can increase a client's resistance and make it less likely that they're going to get well. So we kind of have to be careful with the techniques that we use. And so again, motivational interviewing makes me very cognizant that this is a dynamic that's happening between two people, and I have the power to increase or decrease the client's resistance. And what I'd really like to do is decrease that resistance so they can move on, resolve the ambivalence, and make that positive change.